Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to Free Range Radio. It's Thursday, so it's steel-belted Free Range Radio, don't you know? My name is Jeff Robson, your host, here till 8 o'clock, playing you the good stuff. I should mention, just a little while ago, Steel-Belted Radio had its anniversary on September the 11th. We celebrated that on a Sunday on Tell the Band to Go Home. But coincidentally, or I guess, I don't know if it's a coincidence or it's just the plain math, I guess, the anniversary of Tell the Band to Go Home started on September 29th, which is today, way back in 2002. So this is the 14th birthday party for Tell the Band to Go Home. We're on every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. Still loving it. Still can't imagine life without it. You should tune in sometime. But perhaps we'll talk about that later, but probably I'll just forget because there's so much going on. A couple of huge shows coming up that we want to talk about for sure and play some music. But before we get to that, I want to talk about a show that that just happened that I got to see. It happened on the weekend. Let's just get right into it. On the weekend, me and a couple of good pals went down to Minneapolis to see the Drive-By Truckers along with Lydia Loveless. And it was awesome. I mean, going to Minneapolis is always awesome, but the show was awesome for sure. Lydia started out, well, she was kind of really in slow mode. She played all stuff off her new record and only played for about 40 minutes. I could have used a few old favorites myself to spice things up, but it was pretty good. And then the Truckers came on and they just plowed through so many songs. I wish that I knew how many songs they did. Played for a good 2.5 hours at least and just played so many great songs and had such a good time. I want to play three super highlights for sure. From that show, and we'll start off with one from Lydia. Why not? Here's one from Lydia's new record, Real. You are listening to Steel Belted Radio.
I'll have to take a few. Hi, this is Lydia Lovelace, and you're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Down to Alabama. Got 350 heads on them. 305 engine, I get 10 miles to the gallon. I ain't got no good intentions.
There's a lot of bad ones.
lipstick is wearing a skirt. Here comes Jane, you know she's sporting a chain. Same hair, evolution, same build, evolution. Tomorrow who's gonna fuss? And they love each other so, androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so, androgynous. Don't get him wrong, don't get him mad. He might be a father, but he's sure ain't a dad. And she don't need advice to send her. She's happy the way she looks, she's happy with her gender. And they love each other so, androgynous. Closer than you know, love each other so, androgynous.
There's legendary Minneapolis Madmen, The Replacements, with a couple of songs there from Let It Be. No, we didn't see The Replacements, but we did go see the house that's on the cover of Let It Be. They're sitting on the roof of this house. We went to see that house, and it's kind of cool. They have a little mural of it in the window of the house, of them sitting there. So that was kind of cool. So we heard Androgynous and Unsatisfied there from The Replacements, and a few from the Drive-By Truckers before that, who put on a great show, I thought. I looked it up on the internet. Apparently, they only played 18 songs at the show, which sounds like a lot, but I thought it was like a lot more. Weird. We heard a couple from Decoration Day. Great record. We heard Hell No, I Ain't Happy. And I don't know why. I'd always kind of skipped over that song, never really paid attention to it. I love it now. It's like my theme song. If you know me, it just fits so well. So I got the t-shirt that says, Hell No, I Ain't Happy. And Hell No, I Ain't Happy because at the show, the display t-shirt said Drive-By Truckers on it. When I got the one that I bought home, no Drive-By Truckers on it. It just says, Hell No, I Ain't Happy. So, I mean, while that is true, it seems silly to buy a Drive-By Truckers shirt that doesn't say Drive-By Truckers on it. Oh boy. Also heard Sinkhole in there and a great Mike Cooley song called Zip City from Southern Rock Opera. We also heard something from Lydia Lovelace in there from her new record, Real. We heard Same to You. We're going to take a quick break and pay a couple bills. We'll come back and tell you about some great shows coming up a little closer to home right after these. Stick around.